translation, in proportion to the extent of one's religious or irreligious actions in this life, one must enjoy or suffer the corresponding reactions of his karma in the next.
Jin java nitha adharma dharma va iha samihitaha saiva tatparam munte tatha tava amuttravai. So, one has to suffer or enjoy. There are two things. So, that is according to our activities. That we can practically experience if one is educated naturally, he gets a good position. And if one is criminal, he gets another position. There is no difficulty to understand. So, there are two things, dharma and adharma. Religiosity and irreligiosity. Religiosity means to abide by the orders of God, and irreligiosity means to disobey the orders of God. That's a simple thing. But in this connection, we must know what is the order of God, what is God, how He orders, how to execute, how we become fit for executing orders. These things, these questions are there. But God is speaking personally. This is my God in the Bhagavad Gita. You'll find very simple thing. What Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, first of all, He establishes Himself that I am the Supreme Lord, bhakta parataram dhanna, principiously dhananjaya. So the Mayavadis, they also think that I am also Krishna. I can also speak. No, that you cannot do. That's why we are singing this song daily. Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Bhava. It is Krishna is playing with the gopis. This how they have to take it very easily. But Girivara Dhari, oh, that is very difficult. He raised the whole Govardhan Hill in his finger. There nobody is initiating. But gopis are not. Very easy. You are gopi and Krishna legend. This is how we are. This is how we are. What is going on? Parasya. Oh, Raskella is going on. But one should understand that here is Krishna. He can dance with the gopis and he can lead the Govardhan Hill also. Simultaneously. That is also for pleasing the gopis. And there are incessant rainfall. All the inhabitants of Vrindavan become so disturbed and they had no other friend than Krishna. So they are keen. Krishna, do something. Yes? Immediately he raised the whole hill as umbrella. Come on, under this. But that is Krishna. Don't imitate Krishna. But hear Krishna what says, then our life is successful. We cannot imitate God. We have to simply follow His order. That is dharma. And if you imitate Krishna, that is all. Don't try to imitate. There are two words in Sanskrit. Anukaran, anusharan. Anukaran means imitation. And anusharan means follow. So we have to execute anusharan, follow. Pidyasangana gosaya. Pidyasangana gosaya. Then Parikshit Maharaj inquired that Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna, he came to establish dharma, but it appears that he danced with other's wife or other's daughter. According to Vedic civilization, you cannot mix with any other woman except your wife. This is not allowed. So, in according to the Vedic conception of life, it was not right thing that Krishna danced with other's wife or other's daughter. So this question was put. The Parikshit Maharaj says that Krishna, because he is God, he cannot do anything wrong. Just as in England, the constitution, the king can do no wrong. King cannot be subjected to any law. Similarly, when Krishna danced with the gopis, it has got a deep meaning. Because they are all devotees, they did not know except Krishna, and they prayed to the Kattayani. Although they were married, they prayed to Kattayani before they are married. That let Krishna become our husband. Krishna is so beautiful. Naturally, there is attraction. Krishna means all attractive. So, and they are not ordinary women. They are eternal consorts or associates of Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitari. That is expansion of Krishna. They are not ordinary. Expansion of Radha Krishna Pranaya Vidhiti Alladini Shakti Atma. The gopis, Radha Rani, they are expansion of the spiritual energy of Krishna. Don't think they are ordinary. They are Krishna. Shakti Shakti Mato Abhida. They are not different from Krishna. But to give Krishna pleasure, Krishna expands himself by his spiritual energy, Ananda Alladini, spiritual energy, Sandini Alladini. That is the expansion of his pleasure potential. It is not that limited gopi, that is Saurya. That is Saurya. We have Ananda Chinmayana Sapratibhavitavi. Sādhu eva nijarupa tayatalāvi goloka eva nimasasi akhila prabhūta. When Krishna wants pleasure, he is full spiritual. This pleasure is full spiritual. There is no question about it. It has been very broadly discussed by Sri Jiva Goswami. Read all this. Don't try to imitate. That is Saurya. You should know the position of Krishna. His expansion of pleasure potency. Therefore, Krishna's lila is put in the middle of the tenth canto. First of all, try to understand Krishna from the very beginning. Janma Adrasya, what is Krishna? Vasudevi, Om Namo Bhagavati, Vasudevi. So what is Vasudevi? Janma Adrasya, Here is the original source of everything. Aham sarvastha prabhavah, mastha sarvam prabhavati. Person who tries to understand Krishna. So therefore, Vyasa has dedicated full line cast, canto, for understanding Krishna. Bhaunam janmanamante, jnanavanam prabhadha. Manushanam sahasresu, kachidasasi siddhaye, siddhi, in pinkam gopis, that is, recommended in Chaitanya Sahasra, siddha deha. Where is siddha? Siddha deha means, there is no more any material lasted. Siddha. Yadava dhīma va citta krishna padāra vinne. Nava nava dhāma dantumāsi. Yadava dhīma vatunāri sangame spadjamāne. So long we shall think of nāri sangha. Association, unity is over. We must consider this is material world. Not Siddhavali. Siddhavali means annavilasitasana. All material Jesus drew. That is Siddhavali. And therefore, it is very confidential. But to create it, that how Krishna accepted the dance in so many gopis, this was for clearance. In that portrait you will find Sukadeva Goswami has answered that unless one is liberated, he should not think of it. Should not think of it. And he has given the example that we have read that Lord Shiva, when the shining, the poison came out, he took it and gave it. But if he imitated Lord Shiva, that he kept, he also drank. So let me drink also. Let me smoke ganja. No, he cannot. The example is given, those who are very, very powerful, they are not contaminated. Besides, sun is so powerful that it can soak water from the urine or from the stove, but still is sun. But if you imitate sun and you nowadays it is going on. Urine is just turned into water and they drink. And from stool they are getting fat. So, these things are going on. But we should not try to imitate some substances. Krishna cannot be contaminated. Apava vidham in the Upanishad is fine. Previous and best life, sun is never contaminated. From the whole universe, the sun is soaking water from any filthy place. But the filthy place is becoming purified by the sun rays. That is possible by the sun. So, similarly, we cannot imitate Krishna. That is, adharma. Dharma is to abide by the orders of Krishna. That is very simple. And if you do that, then you become qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead. Very simple thing. It doesn't require much education. Simply, it requires a purified mind that I shall execute it honestly. That much qualification is sufficient. Manvana bhava madhyakta madhyadhi man namaskar. This is Krishna's law and order. Krishna does not say anything which is very difficult to execute, because he cannot do. Krishna asks from you very simple things. Not that Krishna is asking from you very things which you cannot supply. No, we can supply anyone, any poor man, any illiterate man, any poor man, or any rich man, everyone. It is open to everyone. Krishna consciousness is not forbidden to anyone, even Papajani. This is Krishna's instruction. Krishna says, man mana bhava man bhakta, man jagi. Simply, always think of me. This is the law and order. Who cannot think of Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Where is the division? This is all the thinking of Krishna, manvana. Mahu man bhakta. And unless man is devotee, he cannot spend time that way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Only the devotees can do. And madhyaji, to worship Krishna. So if somebody says, I am very poor man, I cannot construct such a nice temple or offer Krishna some nice food stuff. Krishna says, no, no need. Patra murtmam bhalam doyam. Jeeva bhakta. It does not require. If you have money, then spend it for Krishna as much as you can. Then if you don't spend, if you think Krishna wants patram pushpam, the money I shall keep in the bank for my pleasure, then Krishna will cheat you. If you want to cheat Krishna, Krishna is the greatest cheater. Then you will be cheated. Don't be cheated. Simply, fervently, very honestly, obey the orders of Krishna. Man mana bhava man bhakta madhyan. Both things. And what is it? That mame vaishasi yasam. Without any doubt, he come back. But you want more? That Krishna is so nice. So, spread this moment all over your country. Your country is by the grace of Krishna. Everything is there. The first qualification is that you are not poverty-stricken. So, take the instruction of Krishna and be happy. Open similar temple all over your country. Your country is not poor. You can establish such temples, hundreds and thousands. And similarly, assemble. Hear Krishna's instruction and see how happy you become. Thank you.